This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. California Governor Jerry Brown issuing an executive order aimed at cutting red tape and fast-tracking recovery efforts in counties affected by wildfires that have burned for more than a week. The executive order announced allows disrupted wineries to relocate tasting rooms and extends price gouging protections. The wind-whipped fires that started October 8th, the deadliest and most destructive series of blazes in California history. Also, the vast majority of those who died in the Northern California wildfires were in their 70s and 80s, including several couples who died together. Many could not move fast enough to escape the speeding flames. Some likely never heard the frantic calls of friends or honking of neighbors' cars, possibly their only warnings of danger. Well, that's been happening of late. This may take on some added importance. You can learn about the Humboldt County Community Wildfire Protection Plan. It's a way to find out how you can prepare your home and your community the next time a wildfire happens. The event is happening on Monday, November 27th at the Fortuna Fire Hall on South Fortuna Boulevard. There's an open house and a meal at 5 p.m., and the program starts at 6. Well, two inmates accused of beating up 5 to 7 days once it does start. Little has been behind bars on a probation violation. Bailey is accused of killing a 50-year-old woman in November of 2016. Arcata dodges a lawsuit from a company that claimed the city messed up a bidding process on the Humboldt Bay Trail North project worth close to $5 million. Mercer Fraser Company stating that the city had documentation flaws that took the company out of contention for the job. Mercer Fraser said the city required a non-collusion affidavit to be submitted by the awardee when the awardee wasn't clear at that point in the process. It also claimed the winning bidder had an incorrect subcontractor address on its bid and that signatures on some documents were missing. Well, parent project classes got underway last night in conjunction with the Arcata Police Department's Juvenile Diversion Department and the Humboldt County Office of Education's Redwood Coast Parent Project. Classes will be held each Wednesday night, 6 to 9 p.m. at McKinleyville High School in the library. They're geared to help parents improve adolescent children's school attendance and performance, reduce family conflict, curb drug and alcohol use, prevent runaways, and stop violent behavior. Also, in-home prevention and intervention strategies for youth gang involvement will be discussed at the event. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.